I would now like to introduce Dwayne and Marianne McGinnis with their two children, Wamish and Autumn.
Good afternoon. My name is Marianne McGinnis. My husband, Dwayne McGinnis, and I had a wonderful... I'm going to have to be careful because I was told not to cry. But we have been so honored to be asked to come up here. In 2006, I started working at Warner Elementary School. I taught first grade there. I got to know Wanish and Autumn in the preschool and just fell in love with all the kids. Found out that Wanish and Autumn were being fostered, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool, you know, and see how they're doing and all. In 2008, I went over to the Indian Rural Health meeting, and they started talking about these two little children who were 3.5 and 4.5 who had been taken out of their foster home. One child was separated from their sibling because there had been some emotional problems. And they were supposed to be adopted, and the adoption fell through. And I raised my hand. I said, would that be Wanishan Tortoise? And they said, how do you know these children? I said, well, I've taught half their cousins in their class, but I've known them because I work with the preschool, I work with the teachers and everything like that. And they said that they were looking for foster parents. Meanwhile, we also had three children who were grown, married, and two grandchildren, another one on the way. And we kind of looked at each other going, okay, I think this is what we are supposed to be doing. So I called the social worker at the time and said, yeah, we'll go ahead and do this. Within a month, we had both kids with us. We had the IEPs going for Wanish for speech, for Autumn for speech, and for other issues. And in 2008, we brought them home and started our adventure. Darla Schmidt, who was our mentor through Indian Health, passed away last year, was with us the entire walk. We've stayed in contact with the family, the tribes. We asked when we were considered for adopting. We asked, could we make sure that they keep their cultural heritage, their names, but go ahead and hyphenate it so they are truly part of two families. And our families have bonded together. We see their mom a lot. We go to the reservation a lot. And in 2009, there was a decision that was being made to send one of my children to Ramona for special ed. And I and the preschool teacher both said, absolutely not. I resigned and brought our kids to the school district that we live in, and has been unbelievable. They've gotten all the help they needed. The person that was going to send them to Ramona is no longer in charge of the school, and so I feel justice has been done. I think our most wonderful experience is the fact that we've been able to maintain a relationship with the tribe, with their cousins, with their mother. We did have a short relationship with their father when we would see him down at Indian Health, because they started at Indian Health in Rincon. We continue to take them to Indian Health to see their doctors, their dentists, their health care people, because they know them. Wanish was born at 30.5 weeks, spent 2 months in NICU. Autumn was born 29 weeks on the res, and the doctors know them, and they know what their needs are. I don't trust anybody else. We go to cultural events. We make sure that they have had experiences with powwows, with cultural events on the reservation. We go up and see their aunts and uncles and mother on a regular basis. They come to our house. We've gone to the 4th of July with cousins. And Wanishinaudam, you know, I am so blessed to have been able to be part of this whole transition of tribal customary adoption, because we were ready to just keep them as foster children until they turned 18. And when Karen Kolb and Darla came to me and said, "We're working on tribal customary adoption. Are you interested?" I said, "Absolutely. No questions asked." You know, I mean, Wanish may have to help me up to the, you know, podium when he graduates, but but we have been so blessed and so educated to be able to be part of this whole process and this procession. And I don't know if the kids want to speak, but I just want to, yeah. And, oh, yeah, Catford's kid, or Lala. On top of everything else, they have a little sister who was 13 months at the time that they were looking at getting her into another foster home because their foster home wasn't working. I was working full-time. Dwayne was looking for a job. We really struggled with this, and we talked it over with our son and daughter-in-law, and we said, "I don't know how we're going to do this, but will you help us, you know, if we need help or whatever?" And Ian and Kristen, our son and daughter-in-law, said, "We'll take her." So they went through the same process as we did. They lived just about 20 minutes from us. And so we were able to spend many, many times with them back forth at the home, at each other's homes. We all got adopted on the same day. And it's been a blessing. It just is the most amazing journey I have been on in my entire life, even with my own biological children. These little guys have just done everything for me and made me a better person for that. And let's see if they want to say anything.
My name is Autumn, and the reason why I'm named Autumn is because I was born in the fall.
She's going to have a birthday on November 2nd. I would like to just interject for those of you that are not familiar with tribal customary adoptions that in 2010, the California legislature enacted the law so that children who are in the state juvenile court, this provides another option for permanence. You do not need to terminate it. Obviously, there has to be agreement with the tribe, but you do not need to terminate the biological parents' rights, but still can go forward with an adoption. So it's, and if we think you are the very first families,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Under
we
California.
Were the first families in San,
yes,
Diego County.
California.
California. California. And Wanish doesn't want to speak all of a sudden, but his name actually means hunter in the Kuya language. And his aunt and uncle beaded and presented him for his 10th birthday an eagle feather, and that is now framed in his room. And his name means hunter, and his uncle is going to take them out to the res to do hunting with bows and arrows, and also getting Wanish into bird singing, because he has a beautiful voice and should be heard, and he can tell his story through the Kuya language that way and learn his culture. And Autumn is, we have a dear friend, Sonia Flores, who is an international dancer from the Pollock tribe, and we have taken lessons from her. She said after the fall she could go ahead and take the kids back and teach them cultural dancing again. So that's where we lie with our beliefs and make sure that they know who they are and what their history is.